Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Pillback Thursday, YG, 2 Chainz, Big Sean, Nicki. It's called Big Bank, 912. Before that, we heard Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools, and that was by request for 714 checking in. And if you want your request on for TBT, feel free to text us, 302-858-5117. All right, before we get into the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault, let's get you in on this Stay Cool, Win Big HVAC giveaway. Mm-hmm. We give away the grand prize tomorrow. We go live on Facebook, on our social medias at noon from service today in Seaford. So text in the word ICE right now. Let's go. Keyword ICE, 302-858-5117. And Jess, you got all the 411.
Yeah, you could win a brand new Train HVAC system for your home. It is worth up to $20,000. And big thank you goes out to Service Today for making this all possible. You can qualify once per day. The grand prize will be selected tomorrow at noon on our social media live from the Seaford Service Today location.
Yes.
We will call the winner, the contestant. You must answer, claim your prize, or else we move on to the next.
Absolutely. So again, text in the word ICE right now, and we'll get you qualified. Here we go. Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. A couple viral videos going around. A black squirrel was running around the ballpark yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. It scurried toward the Detroit bullpen. Tigers reliever Tyler Holton peered through the chain link fence at the level of the warning track. Just then, the squirrel leaped and startled Holton. Here's the play-by-play, including the quick impression of Doug the dog in Up.
Like to stay on topic here, but squirrel.
Squirrel.
What? Where?
Squirrel.
Riley Green's like, who invited Rocky?
He can get in, he can get out, he can go wherever he wants.
Oh, look at that.
He's in the bullpen with the guys down there.
Yeah, he is.
What's nice. Tyler Holton? Come here, buddy. Oh, boy. Tyler gets lefties and righties out, but not squirrels.
Yeah, a squirrel on the field of the Detroit Tigers game. I have to tell you this story, and we'll continue with the audio ball in a sec, but this has nothing to do with squirrels.
Oh, geez.
But it has to do with an animal, okay?
Okay.
You know I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Oh, you love it. You love it so much.
I'm not into this kind of stuff at all. Nope, none of it.
Come here.
Nope, I like dogs.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
All right.
Okay, so again, I'm not into the rest. Mm-hmm. Well, when we went to Florida, we flew into Fort Lauderdale before we went on our cruise. We spent the night, got up the next morning, went on the cruise. That was our vacation. Then we flew back, you know, the day we had to, or we came back from the cruise and got off in Fort Lauderdale to fly home. But when we went the day before, we flew out in the morning.
Yeah.
So we had the day, and then we went to bed and got up the next morning, got on the cruise. So during the day, we stayed at a nice resort hotel, you know, with a pool and all that. And that was going to be our day because we flew out early in the morning.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd go to the pool and all that. Well, Fort Lauderdale has a iguana problem.
Oh! I didn't know where you were going to go with this. But yes, the iguana.
No, there is a iguana
problem. Yes.
But it's a problem.
Okay. You think it's a problem?
It's a problem. It is a problem.
How many were at poolside?
So we checked into our hotel. Lovely hotel.
So funny.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The iguanas don't bother me.
No,
and sometimes they're big.
Okay, well, let me continue the story and you find out. You let me know.
They'll go in the pool.
If this would bother
they'll
you.
They'll get in.
Yeah, exactly.
They will get in.
Oh, I know. Yes. I know.
I have pictures and video of an iguana getting in the pool.
I don't know if
we were down at the Keys. No, I know what they will do.
I don't like lean into that kind of stuff.
I'm so happy this happened.
And not just me. My wife don't like it. Bryce don't like it.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Who likes it?
You weren't ready. You weren't ready. You weren't prepared.
Okay, so I don't mind like a small little
iguana. Lizards and stuff.
Like as you walk out. And that's the other key to the story. We might even have to skip the audio vault and me just tell you the story because this is just unbelievable. Okay, so We get to the hotel. We check in. We're early. Mm-hmm. So we paid for an early check-in. Whatever. It was fine. Room was ready. Beautiful room. Hotel. The works. They got the pool. They got the restaurant right there. They do the happy hour with the free cocktails. I mean,
all of it. Yeah.
We had a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. So we checked in. We have the day. Let's go to the pool. Went down to the pool. Mm. Got our bathing suits on. Couldn't wait. Because we're finally, it's like 80 degree weather.
Yeah.
85 degree weather.
Oh, gosh.
Went down to the pool. There's people around the pool, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was funny because there was people who were all going on our cruise doing the same thing we were doing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They were staying at that hotel. Yeah. We overheard them talking. Anyway, we went down there. And as you, like the walkway to go out to the pool, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a pond there or whatever. And it has fish in it.
Yeah.
Which looks beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful, you know, water features.
We're in Florida. Okay.
Beautiful flowers and plants.
The palm trees and the trees are all around the walkway. Okay, so as you're walking out, we saw one or two small iguanas, which when you start coming close, they scurry back in the...
Yeah.
You know, which is fine. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. All right, so you were prepared for that.
That's actually cool. Yeah. Whatever. You know, they go back in to kind of, you know, I guess camouflage themselves in the in the grass. That's fine. Then you have the big ass ones.
I know.
Okay. And as we got to the pool, we went over to one of the, we got a lounge chair, put our stuff on it, mm-hmm. and we were going to get in the pool. It was real hot. Okay. So we put our stuff on it. And over in between two lounge chairs was this iguana. And Jess, I'm talking.
I know. It's big. It's big. I know it.
Did I get a picture? I want to see if I got a picture of it.
I know it's big.
I'm pretty sure.
It looks
sure.
like a dragon.
I know. I know Tracy got a picture of it.
This is great.
No, this is not great.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Hold on. Let's see. I don't even know if I still.
You weren't ready.
Maybe I deleted it. Mm. Yeah, I may have gotten rid of it because I didn't want to look
you
at it.
You didn't want to look at it.
No, I didn't. But as we were there, yeah, I don't even think I have it. I know Tracy might have it or Bryce might have it. But, so there was an iguana. I'm talking like big.
Yeah. And the tail.
Like the people having like those big A tanks.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And it was out there. Mm. And then there was another one. Yeah. And they're walking around. So.
They're friends.
Yeah.
They're mates.
Yeah. And then we're like, oh no. And it just stands, and it's just like, it just looks.
Well, because they get so used to people.
Well, we're in the pool at this mm-hmm. point, and it starts like walking over towards the edge.
Yeah, it needs to cool off.
No, no, we're in the pool. This is not a pool for you.
It needs to cool off.
No, the pool has people in it.
Please tell me.
No, it didn't go in, but
I thought about it. I know it did.
Possibly.
No, I have a video of an iguana going in the pool.
Oh, I've seen them. Well, I looked them up on TikTok.
How about the stories that we have told on here about it's got like very cold in Florida and the iguanas like fall out of the tree? That's
yes.
like a true thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the iguanas were there, and then there was another one that was kind of by our stuff. Okay. Well, the first one was over by somebody else's chairs and started crawling like up on their chairs on their stuff. Ugh. So we're all like, no. That damn thing better not get on our stuff. So I get out of the pool. First off, Bryce don't like it. You know.
Yeah.
Tracy don't like it.
I know.
Why are we here looking over our shoulders worried about an iguana?
Yeah.
Not that it's going to like bite us or attack us or nothing like that. It's just no.
It's just different.
It's a no.
I know.
So I get up and I go over to try to. Well, I'm trying to move our stuff. I don't want the iguana to crawl up on the thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm looking. And as I get closer, because the iguana seemed to be like they would run from people mm-hmm. as it got closer. They're more scared of us than we're mm-hmm. scared of them.
Yes.
But this one that was standing there, just chilling right by our chair, wasn't moving. Mm-hmm. As I got closer, it just was staring, mm-hmm. and it was not moving. Mm-hmm. So there was these two little kids that were like chasing around the one.
Oh, geez.
So I said to the kid, "Hey, there's another one over here.
Yeah, to get him over there."
And he did. He chased it. I had the little 5-year-old chase.
Phil went and got the 5-year-old.
I had the 5-year-old chase our iguana away. Yeah, because as I got closer, you know, it didn't move.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't want to be the one to be like, hey.
Let's go. Hey.
I didn't want to look like that.
Take your chunk light though.
Yeah.
Hey.
But, I mean, it's like, I ain't into all that. Like, come on. But if it was one, okay, fine. But it was like a nuisance.
Yeah. No, I know.
So it got, but really, for real, all jokes aside, all jokes in, like, it caused us to be like, all right, it's time to go up.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just didn't like it.
No.
No, and I know.
And we
know
did.
The feeling.
We went up, and then they had the happy hour at the restaurant where they, you know, you could go down, you get free drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For an hour, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So Tracy and I went down and we sat inside because of the nuisance of the iguanas.
Mm-hmm.
They have an iguana problem in Fort Lauderdale. There's a problem in Fort Lauderdale.
The Keys. Yeah. And Puerto Rico. All over.
No iguana problem in the Bahamas.
Oh,
no,
I've never been to the Bahamas.
No iguana problem in Aruba.
Oh, never been there.
No iguana problem in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, I haven't been there.
No iguana problem in Curacao.
I have not been there.
Well, there you go.
This is too funny.
So there you go.
You don't like it.
So as we, because, you know, I'm obsessed with cruises now. I love, you know, I was before, but I really am now. We've already looked into our next cruise booking.
Yeah.
Our stops now, I'm going to check the iguana
and
population.
Make sure that there's none of that.
Maybe I need to make an international phone call. Excuse me, do you have an iguana problem? Excuse me, do you have a lot of iguanas?
Oh,
iguanas roaming around. So,
and
then as we're going back up on the elevator, we have our towels on. This is just another quick side story. We're going up on the elevator. We have our towels on. So a guy gets on the elevator or whatever, couple guys, and he saw that, you know, we were all wet from coming in from the pool. So he says to me, he's like, oh, they must have just gotten there and checked in. Oh, how's the pool? And I said, oh, it's good, except for the lizards. And he starts laughing and he says, the lizards. He said, you mean iguanas? So then here I am looking dumb. I'm like, oh, the freaking lizard. I said, and that's what I said, the freaking lizards. Yeah. So then later.
There are some lizards.
Well, later he saw
the
me.
The big one is the iguana.
Well, he saw me again and he's like, hey, how's the lizards?
No, one of those.
One of those. Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, look, it was Florida, so it didn't matter. It's all good. You know, not complaining, but excuse me. Do you guys have a problem with the iguanas?
It's a thing.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a thing.
I know.
And then I tried to think.
It is different.
Like coming home, like back here to Delmarva, I tried to think, like, because around here we don't have iguanas.
Yeah.
But we have, I don't know, deer or raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
What would I rather deal with in the pool? An iguana or a raccoon?
I think you would rather deal with an iguana.
Yes. There you go. Absolutely. So
over a raccoon.
So yes. So would I rather deal with 55 degree weather or 85? What do you think?
85.
Okay. So would I rather see a palm tree?
Ooh,
or a
that's my favorite kind of tree.
Or a pine tree.
Ooh, a palm tree.
Well, then why do we live here? Why don't we live in Florida? I'm just asking.